We love hip hop.
My flight was at
6. We're going to run some tunes to start this shit here.
Yeah. We love hip-hop. Let's get that 007.
Which one?
007.
Let's get it.
I tell you that you later. I went to the studio.
Okay.
From the airport here. Studio airport here. I just put 100
bags in the duffel. We're starting. She said, Ronnie, you think you James Bond? Sophisticated hammer in my palm. Let's go.
I tell her, baby, this life ain't no fun.
He's back.
She says she all right, handle guns. I'm like, baby, go, want you gone? I got lots of options, you ain't one.
Uh-huh.
She just want me cause I got that gun. Tell her, baby, this life ain't no fun. Since she knew I just wanna love her, she was trying to get a taste, get a sample. I'm like, baby, shut the fuck up, get the ammo. She said, Ronnie, why you moving like you Rambo? Goonies, we don't dance, we don't tussle. I just put 100 bands in the duffel.
Let's go.
I got shorty on my ass, she want cuddle. Tell her, baby, no, I'm too loyal. Stain on his block, so he on live, talking hot like he a cop. Why he tryna get close, get shot? He gon' run a nigga down like a fat soul.
Get
some bands, go get it.
My let's get it started, man.
They don't got no credit.
Had to turn the mood up right quick.
That's a vibe right there. Yeah, man, we are back. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before I get into this right here, I want to give a quick salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. If y'all need delivery of that loud anywhere across the GTA or across Canada, hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount. You heard me. Also, if you need that blem, hit up steaming hot grabber. Hit them up on their Instagram page, steaming hot grabber. And you could also use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount. You know what I mean? But big up to the sponsors. I'm really happy to get this popping off today here, man. Every time I link up with this brother right here, there's always more progression, more things going on, more shows, more bands. It's just a band extravaganza. You know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, we have the return of Ronnie in the motherfucking building.
Come on.
Yo, fam, welcome back. Thank you for the t-shirt right here. Hardest Out Tour.
I have to make sure you get that too, because that's just legendary. Right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a staple in fucking Canadian history, you know what I'm saying? So yo, make sure you like that.
Tell me, why did you decide to name the tour the Hardest Out Tour? This is not even a question I have on paper. It's off the top.
Because that's my name. That's what I am. That's what I've been going by. Like, Ronnie, Rone Dog. If you know Ronnie, you know Rone Dog. If you know Rone Dog, you know Don't Get Closer. If you know that, it's Hardest Out.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it just happened. Like, the name just came out of nowhere. And like, to name all the tours that, it just happened out of nowhere. Like, gradually. And then after the second one, then I realized, you know what? I'm just going to call them all that. Round one, round two, round three, round four, and just keep it going like that.
So, wait a minute. How many tours are you on right now? Last time I spoke to you was, what, about 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. That was the interview with you getting the haircut at the same time. That was after the first tour.
I'm on my fourth right now.
You're on your fourth tour? Yeah. Holy shit. Hold on. I got to put some air horns on that. Jesus Christ. Okay. Give me all of the cities that you've done that you can remember. Because you've been in a lot of cities at this point now, bro.
Fuck. Let me start from the West. Lloydminster, Regina, Winnipeg, Edmonton, fucking Hamilton, London, Barrie,
Belleville.
Fucking Belleville, Peterborough, Thunder Bay, Owen Sound.
Mm.
Fuck, everywhere, fam. Montreal. It's crazy. Montreal, Ottawa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain cities I even had to hit 2 times, some 3 times.
Really?
London I did 3 times. Ottawa I did twice. Hamilton I did twice.
So what do you mean, like 3 times? Like you went back and then you came back the next time you went around, or you stayed a couple of nights in a row?
No. I came back the next time around, a couple months.
Did you do any of like a few nights in a row in one city type shit?
No, not in one city. No. Okay. I do like back to back, but I change cities, you know?
Okay, okay, okay. And you know, I want to ask you some more questions about the tour, but before we do that, I want to, you know, make sure you introduce the crew and stuff like that. You know, gentlemen, let me know who you are, you know.
Swipe a lot.
Bring that mic closer to you, brother.
Swipe a lot on IG, all platforms. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay, and you've been touring around with Roni, doing some moves and stuff on the stage.
Yeah, I've been opening up.
Okay.
Opening up, performing a couple unreleased tracks coming out soon.
Okay, okay, okay.
Some bangers, fam. Bangers. Like, I'm releasing even snippets, dropping shit, and people are all hitting me up like, yo, who's this guy? This guy's mud. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's popping out on the scene, pissed off for sure. Okay, 100%.
So swipe a lot. And you, sir, on the end right here.
Big Ball Goose, Jovi 00.
Okay, okay, okay. And you've been on tour moving around with Roni too, I would imagine.
Swipe a lot, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, even with the touring, right? What's one of the craziest cities that you've been to on the tour, bro?
Edmonton.
Why?
The hospitality to start with. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So shout out Cuzzle Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So those guys do the thing for sure. But that's the start. You know what I'm saying? But the fans are crazy. The venue was sold out. It was a good experience. Flying my people's out, Alberta and shit. Just a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we usually do, I think, in Ontario, you know? So going there was mud, but like, yeah, I'd have to say Edmonton, Winnipeg, Lloydminster, those were like some crazy ones. But like Ottawa, the first Ottawa one especially. Because I did Ottawa like 4 months after. So the second one wasn't crazy like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But Ottawa always brings that energy. Like, fuck. It's hard to say now, fam. Like, I was just leaving Barrie and saying, holy fuck, what do I do now? I don't know what to say. I don't know who's the best. I don't know. It's crazy, fam.
So
crazy.
Like, I'm there watching from IG most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing the crazy show footage, like bare people in the building and stuff like that. So just to get like a little bit of behind the scenes information, like some of the business and aspects of it, like you have a booking agent booking all of this stuff? One?
I'm pretty much my own booking agent in a way.
You're your own
I freestyled it in a way too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get bookings from like promoters and shit. And okay. When they book me, I'll go with my team, either Finch or Lenny or whatever, and then I'll figure out, okay, what city can we do to work around that?
Yeah.
So half my tour, it's me running it. You know what I'm saying? And then splitting percentages of everything, and then half my tour, I'm getting paid to just to do the show. You know what I'm saying?
That's impressive, fam. And even with that, right? When somebody, you're coming from out of town, a Toronto artist, right? A lot of these cities, they're dying to see some people come from different cities, right? But what's the preparation ahead of time? Like, are people like out there doing street teamwork, or is it just like a post up on IG and they just know that you're forwarding?
Posts. We really just post, and like sometimes we'll have some street people posting flyers and shit out there. But for the most part, we just run the internet. You know, run the internet, and then like certain openers will come with tickets. They'll do some groundwork, whatever, sell their tickets, pay to play type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just run it like that.
Yo, that's dope, fam. And like from tour, you know, I have some more questions for you on the tour, because that, fam, you're the only one that I'm seeing doing this. Okay. There's a couple of other artists that have been moving around here and there outside of Toronto, but like full fledged tours, you gotta give yourself I'm going to give you the flowers. Like you're putting together full fledged tours. I'm seeing Roni tour. You're not signing it.
Now, fam. The flowers. We're here to kick down doors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to let the man them in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to kick down doors. Everybody see what's going on. So we're just sitting back and waiting. And it's like, you either rock with the moving or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm an investment in itself. No one can ever say they lost money on me. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're at right now. We're showing everybody we can do this the real way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what I'm doing, fam, I'm paving the way. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not niggas are going to want to say it or even fucking admit it or nothing like that, they have to know I'm paving the way. I'm paving the way for even promoters to have the faith to even do these shows with niggas.
Yeah. You
know I'm seeing niggas do cities that they were never doing. Promoters are telling me niggas were scared to do this shit.
Yeah.
Let's start there. Niggas were scared to do this shit.
You rep the streets.
Until I did it and showed niggas that it's able to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm showing all these clubs that, yo, we can actually come through and show this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get all ages shows. That's my like, one of my things that I'm still going towards, like the venues, they still have that thing where it's like if you're a country artist, they'll allow all ages, but when it's a rap show, they're not allowed. No. But we're showing them, fam, we can do this. Don't worry, everything's blessed. It's 2 years in. Soon enough, you guys are gonna see all ages shows and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta stop you right there. That's cap though with the rap shit, because I went to an all ages AR Paisley show.
Mm-mm. I've had an all ages show. I even have one coming up.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You have to find the right venue. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be the right person. But like, for sure, you could do it. Like, I've done, I think, two at least since this tour, and I have another one coming up in Hamilton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All ages is not impossible. It's just when you hear that, you know that, okay, there's another level.
You guys are walking across the camera.
Yeah.
We're doing a gorilla over here on We Love Hip Hop today, man. Salute. Let me ask y'all a couple questions over here. Let me toss some questions around the rooms.
We Love Hip Hop.
Reaching to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Swipe a lot, right? You're opening, you're doing the opening acts for the show. Like, what's that like, being the opener? Like, as the venue starting to get, like, what do you got to do as far as your game plan to get the crowd hype?
It's crazy. Just turn up as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it firsthand. Like you said, no one's doing it like this, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, just turn up as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm coming out like, after only like on his set, like he'll do a couple tracks, Sick will do a couple tracks, mm-hmm. H will do a couple tracks, and I'll pop out. So the crowd's already turned up, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm actually fully open, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put him on the set, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, and it gives me a break too, and it turns the crowd up, and it puts the energy more on him. Like, I want the focus, you know what I'm saying? On mm-hmm. all the man, I'm like, when I do it, YH, Sick, any of these guys, we're all doing it, our set together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah. What have you learned from like, doing stuff from the first tour to now? Cause now you're on your third tour. The first one, that was like an experiment, basically. Like, yo, let me see if I can do this.
My worth.
Right?
That's what I learned the most. To be honest. That's one of the main things, you know what I'm saying? I was selling myself short, you know what I'm saying?
So what, you weren't charging as much as you can for her?
Yeah, I didn't know. So the more you do it, the more you see. Then when you do it yourself and you see your real numbers and you're like, what? You're like, all right, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's all a learning experience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute. I know I can bring in this amount of people in the venue. Mm-hmm. How much are you willing to pay to have me over here now?
Whoever doesn't want to pay, I'll do the show myself.
I
don't really care. I'm not waiting on no promoter. You know what I'm saying? I never need to wait on no promoter. And I have bookings waiting for me even right now after this tour, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just doing my pricing, taking it easy, seeing what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Just mapping it all out, fam. This shit is bigger than just music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I actually have a brain in this shit and actually know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show niggas that, yo, I can do it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck everything. Fuck the cosigns. Fuck the majors. Fuck all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're here, pissed off, you know what I'm saying? And they'll follow. They're forwarding. They're there.
Yeah.
Best believe you, they're there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just taking it easy. I'm seeing what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm still on the business side. I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying?
So that's a bunch of positive. What are some of the negative aspects? Like, has the shows been shut down? Any of those things that, you know, rappers, like Toronto rappers especially, usually deal with?
Yeah, I don't really deal with all of that shit, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
So no promoters have been like, no, you can't perform here?
Like, there's been like, that's the thing, right? Certain clubs, we try to get in certain venues. It's, oh, it's a gangster show, rap show, they won't allow it. Or all ages thing, like I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we always find a way in, you know what I'm saying? I have venues that didn't want me there. I did another venue, and that same venue's calling saying, yo, fuck, I seen that show you did. We need you back.
Yeah,
you
know, double back.
Mm-hmm, we need you back. You know what I'm saying? So, fam, I'm doing crazy shit, fam. Like, certain venues are coming to me after the show saying, yo, we never made this much on the bar ever. We need you back because the bar went crazy.
They're willing
to just give the venue for free just because they know how much they're going to make on the bar. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, fam, we're doing it.
That's crazy. One thing I seen online, right? Somebody that, like, you not haven't always been on best terms with, but I seen you big up. I seen you big up Casper when you seen one of his shows. What made you do that, bro?
I didn't big up Casper. What I'm bigging up is the movement. Casper is an idiot, you know what I'm saying? Let's start there, you know what I'm saying? But end of the day, my nigga, it's like, the whole city has a movement going. Everybody's doing shows, you know what I'm saying? When I seen this nigga do a show in Winnipeg and it was good, I said, okay, that was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure I do better. And that's what I did. You know what I'm saying?
So
no matter what, it's like, that just fueled me. And for me to even put that out there, it's just putting that out there. Like, Now I put that target on my back. Like, yo, make sure when you post your fucking Winnipeg show, your shit's better than that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
These guys can't perform like that. They can't. That's the real thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm a rock star when I do my shit. I'm not just like a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I see everybody's shit. I see what they're doing, walking around stage, boring and shit. You come to my show, it's modest life.
Yeah, yeah.
Modest life, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Don't get soaked. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Like, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Still. That's just what it is, fam. So like,
it's a turn up. It's turn up fest.
Like, it's fam. We're all like, we're all doing it. I'm seeing everybody follow my footsteps and do it, and it's good. It's okay. I'm gonna do it better. That's the whole point of this. We need you guys to go do shows. Go do your show. Go make it good.
Yeah.
If your show ain't good and your show gets shut down, they ain't gonna let me perform. So go do your shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm on. That's the timing I'm on. You know what I'm saying?
I love that, bro. You gotta understand, like you said, what you're doing, you're paving the way right now, because over the years, a lot of the money has been cut off from Toronto rappers, especially like the street rappers. Because yes, you could have a music video that's popping. You could have all these different things. But like, if you can't run around and get some bags on from doing some nightclubs, some tours or whatever, that's a whole source of income that a rapper is supposed to be getting.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it can't only be the friendly niggas or quote unquote friendly rappers who can go get a bag and do a manifesto or there's festivals that they should be inviting y'all niggas to. You know, like this,
Rolling
right?
Loud. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Loud. But Rolling Loud was like a, I'll give that the exception because they did have a lot of gangster rappers on there. You know what I'm saying? They should have.
I was supposed to be on this one right now. I already talked to the guys and shit. They messaged me, but then this one got shut down. You know what I'm saying? But for the next one, I'm there. Like, me at Rolling Loud, fam. It's not
crazy.
None of these guys at Rolling Loud. It's not the same. It's not the same, fam. It's not the same. The way we rock out is different. Like, this shit's in my blood.
You know what
I'm saying? When I'm on stage, it's a different thing, fam. Like, you see me now, go look at the videos with me on stage and tell me if it looks like the same person. You know what I'm saying?
So
shit's different.
Was that something that you've been like always, like you've been actively working on, or just something that you just from repetition you just noticed is happening now? Like your comfort happened, on stage, fam. And shit.
Just happened, fam. I got my first bookings, I just did it. You know what I'm saying? Where the money's at, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? We're not ducking no shows.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So once a show comes, whatever city it's at, pay me right, I swear to God I'm there. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something, even on the more like the physical aspects. Are you like doing some like training before and shit like that? Do man them train?
I work out and shit. I work out. I train my voice and shit a lot.
Yeah. Cause like it's not like guys just think you could just go on stage and just rap. And there's a big fucking stage. You're running back and forth.
After three shows in a row, my voice is Marshall.
Yes.
That's this guy's time. I'm doing everything for my voice. I got fucking all the fucking Vic shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got some portables, inhaler shit, steamer thing that fucking clear my sinuses, like all types of shit, fam. Like at the beginning, I wasn't doing that, you know? The more I get into it, fam, I'm on YouTube, Google, researching shit, doing voice practices before I get on stage. Like it gets real, fam. Like doing the 1-2 shows is soft, one thing. But like when you realize that, like, yo, this is going to be your life from now on, you gotta make sure you're right, because if your voice gets mushed up, you're done, fam. That's the bag.
Yeah. Not only your voice, even your cardio. Like, like demand them like go on the treadmill and shit like that.
I work.
Start
out.
Doing
I
verses on the treadmill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like real training for the shit, fam. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You do.
Like if y'all ever go.
I'll play my set and then I'll run through my whole set.
On the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about, fam. Because like if you ever see the boy, if you see Drake shows, the man's running back and forth on a huge ass stage. No back, no hype, man.
Look at me, fam. Running, jumping the whole time.
Yeah.
My ankle's hurting and I'm still jumping on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, salute to you for putting that tour together. I respect the movement. And like I said, I'm gonna keep on emphasizing that this is pioneer shit. You know what I'm saying? When Toronto rappers from the street start getting more tour bookings, later on, they're going to give you your flowers and be like, oh yeah, Roni was the first one. But for now, you know what I'm saying? Just recognize that Roni was the first one. You know what I'm saying? Let me broaden the conversation a bit. Okay. What about the States? Any plans of going to the States?
Yeah, soon enough. I could get in, fam. I could get in.
You can.
You know what I'm saying? I could get in. I just got to, right now I'm just working. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to crush this Canadian tour right now. And then that's my next move, Europe and the States. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I'm there for sure.
You know, a couple of things I want to ask all of you guys about. Like, for example, like, there's been some things that have been popping off in the media, right? Big salute to Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer. It's months back now, but it's been a big conversation that happened in Toronto when Drake jumped in the comments under one of my posts, and he said that he would offer a verse to Doovy and Pressa if they did a song together. Hmm. If you're in the same situation, what do you do?
Where's the money at? How much money are we talking about? What are we talking about? And who are we talking about?
It's Drake.
No. Who am I doing the feature with? That all that matters. I don't want you to answer that question.
No.
But that's where it stands. You know what I'm saying? It depends on who am I doing the feature with and what's the amount. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit, fam, is petty shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's dumb shit. For niggas to just fucking do a feature and fucking for $1 million, you're going to do the feature for $1 million. But certain people, you can't expect them to do it for $1 million. And people talking like they're someone, oh, someone's fucking stupid for not taking up the bag. You're stupid and you're a bitch. You're not riding for your shit. You know what I'm saying? Certain shit you have to stand on. Certain shit is light.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit. Majority, 90%, fam, 95. You know what I'm saying? I tell you that.
Yeah.
Niggas don't even know each other. Let's start there. You know what I'm saying? It's not really like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Like, Drake offers a feature. You know, everybody has ops, right? Is it, you don't even have to squash it, but you take the feature and say, yo, let's just do the fucking tune. Right? What about you, Swipe a Lot?
I don't know, so.
Nah?
I don't know. Depends. The fuck, like you said, depends who, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, so.
You gonna do a song with a nigga that smoked your mans? Or the niggas that smoked your mans?
What about
your
people that are gone?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something like that is crazy, you know what I'm saying? But that's not what we're talking about here, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. We're keeping it business, right?
Yeah. No, real talk, fam. Like,
we could make $1 million. I swear to God. I come back on this interview in 2 years, and I'm going to tell you I have $1 million. So I don't need, that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not one of those, right? It's not, it's not like niggas can't go get a bag. You don't have to sell out for a bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do what's right. Do what makes sense. Not sell out, though, but do what makes sense. If doing the tune makes sense, it makes sense. Sell it. If doing the tune is a sellout thing, Can't do it.
You know, at first, I was one of those people that were like, yo, you're crazy if you don't do it. That's the wildest thing in the world. But after a few, because you're not the first person I've asked about this in an interview. I've asked different people in interviews, my co-host and episodes of the podcast, and my view has changed over time. Like, it's not as easy as just, oh, it's the boy, just take the verse. No. It's not that easy. Even with you, right? You come from an earlier class, but I remember you really starting to get your shine 2017, 2016 times, right?
18 is when I came out.
Right.
Remember, fam, they forget, my nigga. Like,
you had stuff out before 2018.
I did. Because remember, I was out from 2012.
Yes.
Then I got arrested 2014.
True.
So that was that 2 year run, but it was the modest life.
Yeah.
It was 5 years.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Then when I came out 2018, That's the starting back of the run. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect. Okay, so 2018, you remember those times. Mm-hmm. You remember even the amount of media that was out there, the comedians, the rappers. You remember that. It was, even thinking about it, it was a buzz. Like, it was the whole scene was buzzing. What do you think the difference between 2018 times when you first came out and now?
Blogs change, shit's changed, fam. Everybody's shit, like you said, there's comedians, all that. We don't really see those skits no more. We don't really see that shit. And when we do see that shit, we don't see everybody posting it as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Six Buzz changed to like a more of a media page. Remember, he used to post like niggas just tracks every time. You know what I'm saying? Every time a man is posting his track, doing his thing, he'll post it. Now he just posts it like on the backup page and shit. So like, it kind of watered the scene down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fucked up shit happened. A lot of niggas went to jail. A lot of niggas died. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit got hot. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot, fam. It's not just one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot
of
shit that fucking took place. But in my eyes, I'm booming. Like, I don't even worry about that, fam. Like, I've never been worried about just the Toronto scene. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go out and I make sure I get my fan base outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Expand that fan base. No, what do you think it would take to bring it back to the way it was at that time? Like our Toronto scene.
You got to get everybody back vlogging and shit. It's the vloggers, fam. It's the vloggers world still, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The vloggers got to start plugging back in with the rappers. We got to start doing more shit. Niggas got to start fucking getting outside. Stop being a pussy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Touch the road. Touch the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just go on with your fans. Don't be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. We got to be out there, fam. Like, all this internet shit is just, you know what I'm saying? You can't be sitting home beefing on the internet all day.
Yeah.
You get twined up and you're not going to want to do it no more. You know what I'm saying? Be active. You know what I'm saying? Active. Whatever is coming, you just deal with it, fam. Like, that's how I go, fam. Like, I'm never worried. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just deal with everything as it comes. You know what I'm saying? One by one.
Nah, fam. Like, I low key, I've watched you grow up in the game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from the time I know you, from a young buck, bro, you've been a rapper, bro. You ever take that in, fam? Like, you grew up in as a man, but through that whole time, you've been like, putting out music, not like rapping in your room and nobody hears your music. I'm talking about like music videos from the time when you first dropped that were doing like hundreds of thousands of views, right? What do you feel that you've learned over the years of from the time when you were first, I'm talking 2012 times to now, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Yeah, fam. And you're young still, fam. So take that in, fam. Like, you've been rapping for a long time as a kid to a young man now.
The main thing is not worry what people think, fam.
Mm.
I see it all the time, you know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing you can ever do, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, fam. I just drop, my nigga. Like, if you don't like this, if this don't work, I'll do something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never crop off, fam. Drop me anywhere, I'm going to make a bag. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to figure it out no matter what. So, fuck, I figured this shit works. I just keep going.
Yeah. I feel like there's a point in time in this game where you figured it out, bro.
Hmm.
What year was that, fam? Like between 2018 and now, there was a point of time where 2020?
2020.
What happened that made you that snap?
Really, it's like, really, I got freed up. Because I was, people don't even understand. Like, I never really got the chance. This is me getting the chance.
Yeah, you're a
2020 to now, this is me getting the chance. You know what I'm saying? From 2014 to 2020, I was mashup.
Yeah.
I was either in jail for the 4 years and then on parole for the 2 years. I couldn't even come do shit like this. This wasn't even possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going right back to jail if I even come around or even come to the city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, this is my chance. This is it. You know what I'm saying? And then after 2021, like the ending of 2021 when my mom died and shit, that's when I started touring, doing all the shit. Like, that's when it got out of hand. Like, that's when, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, this is the time. You know what I'm saying? And I knew it because I had a contract coming. That January, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then she died the December. But it was always say, yo, don't modest life. Like once January and I get that one big thing I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
I'm never going to stop getting that. It's never going to go lower than that. Mm-hmm. Modest life from now on, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, ever since then, fam, it's just like.
You've been locked in.
Locked in, fam.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fam. I noticed it, fam. It's not even something I got on the page. It's just from when I'm watching the way that, you know, you've been putting out the music and then just the different layers that you've been adding on to you as like the Rony brand, right? Like, I feel like you were dropping, but then something clicked and then you just got laser focused, bro. Mm-hmm. So I respect it, bro.
Found a good studio out in BC and shit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That helped me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that locked me in too. Like I have my method of recording. I have my way of doing things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, fam, no one can stop what I'm doing, fam.
What's it like moving around as a rapper, bro? Like I'm talking about like a known rapper. Like people, you have videos and songs that have over a million streams. You know what I'm saying? Streams, I mean. Like so when you walk on road, it's not like you're just a regular human. Like we're all human, but like people know you before I'm telling you from my point of view because that happens to me on my level, so I'm sure that happens to you 10 times more, fam. What's that like, fam? I've never even had a chance to really ask you that.
Hip-hop podcast is brought to you by Dr. T's Clothing. Dr. T's Clothing, your style, your way. Exclusive custom clothing, tailored to perfection, just for you. Hoodies, t-shirts, hats, stand out with every stitch. You can also get embroidery services. Personalize your gear with flair. Also available, exotic snacks. Indulge in global flavors right here. sodas galore, from classic favorites to exotic discoveries. Find Dr. T's located at 69 Dunlop Street West in Barrie, Ontario. Once again, that's 69 Dunlop Street in Barrie, Ontario. Your ultimate one-stop shop. Experience the epitome of style and flavor at Dr. T's Clothing. Whether you're craving a fresh look or a tasty treat, we've got you covered. Swing by our store today and immerse yourself in a world of custom clothing and unique snacks. Thanks for sponsoring this episode of the We Love Hip Hop Podcast. Big salute to Dr. T's. Cheer!
Fam, it's fun still. Like, fuck. I've been doing this for a long time. So like, to me, it's normal, fam. Like, imagine, my nigga, like, I was, what, 15 when I first started rapping. So like, and it's been happening, fam. For the first time I went downtown, Yonge Street and shit, and I was experiencing the fans' Caravana Day. I'll never forget that day. You know what I'm saying? That was the first day I had like fan reaction. They were going mud. I was like, what the fuck? I started throwing CDs at girls out the window. They were chasing the car, trying to get in, like, it was crazy. So I was like, what the fuck? So from then, it's been like that. Then I was getting super gassed. Now it's like, I just fucking, I'm feeding the people, fam.
Yeah.
When they come to me and they tell me all their stories and all this shit, like, I'm touching them with the tracks and shit. Like, that's what I'm feeding off of more. It's like, all right, I got a job to do. Like, I feel like this is just my job that I got to do. I'm not getting too gassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I move pretty normal, my nigga. Like, everybody says that. Like, yeah, you don't move. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'll never stop. Give me 10 mil right now. I'm still with the same guys. I swear to God on my mom, I'm with the same guys with $10 million. And we're all going to have $10 million. You know what I'm saying? 100%. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I am, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting those, you're getting the wide eyes when people notice it's you. Oh, shit. Are you that?
All the time, fam. All over the place, Mike. It's crazy.
That's blessed, man. For all of y'all in this entertainment game, what's the end goal?
Generational wealth, fam. We're trying to make some generational wealth. Remember, this shit is like, once you drop tracks and shit, that's passive income, right? Like, that shit, you could just sign it down to your kids. Your kids signing down to their kids. You say so. You think, look at certain rappers, fam, it's like, their family will never go broke just off of that. The strength of that, yeah, they went to their bank or their accountant and told them, yeah, this is my beneficiary. Woo, woo, woo. They certed that. Once you certy that part, that's all you gotta do. 30 that part and you're good. Go make the bag.
People do that off of one track.
That's what I'm saying. That's the plan, bro.
Yeah. What about you, Swipe, as somebody who's just getting into the game a little bit more? You know what I'm saying? What's the end goal, like the end of the tunnel for you?
It's the same shit. It's just a bag, to be honest.
And is it just rapping, or do you see yourself doing some other things? Fashion, acting, different shit?
No, just rapping and investments.
Straight to these bars. Yeah. What about you, young man on the end over here?
Double O.
You know what I'm saying? As a young rapper getting in the game.
Fuck, same shit. Just a bag, to be honest. Yeah, like, I want to see all my niggas rich. Come on.
What are you learning from even watching Roni's journey and the tour and everything that's going on around you? You know what I'm saying? It's like you're collecting a lot of information for when you strike, right? So what's one thing, some of the things that you're learning?
Fuck. Everything, to be honest. It's how the way he performs. Fuck. The man's with the rocks, like, to be honest. He gets on the stage, modest life. Like, yeah. When he gets on the stage, I never thought he gets that turn. You know, like, he's turned to, like, when he's just fucking chilling and shit, but like, he gets on the stage, he gets another level. You know?
Another level. Yeah. That's going to be you just now, fam. You know what I'm saying? You'd be out there, you'd be like, fam, you won't even remember the time where you didn't have 100 tracks that the crowd knows. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit, fam. I tell everybody, dog, like, without the madam, fam, this shit's not, people don't understand, fam. It's deeper than that, fam. It's deep, my nigga. Like, with all my niggas, fam, like, trust me, fam. I need my niggas with me, fam. Like, trust me, without my niggas, it's not, none of this is possible like that, fam. You see all these rappers, fam, like, they have all these things, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're with a bunch of niggas and this happens, that happens, you rap. Fam, you see, I'm with the same guys since I was 14, 13, but before that. This is just from what people are seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We've been the same way, fam. Like, everybody, I'm seeing them switch up. I'm seeing them do this. I'm seeing them do that. My guys are with me, fam. Like, we're there, fam. Like, no one's watching face. No, everybody knows, fam. We're all equal, fam. Like, we're all going to go there together, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I tell you, I was just telling Peter Jackson this morning, fam. He said, fuck, I love your run. I love you. He's giving me the same flowers as a fam. It's me and my niggas, fam. Like, trust me, fam. Like,
yeah,
this shit doesn't get watered down. You know what I'm saying? If I'm niggas are caught, fam, you think YH is not calling me all the time, giving me little pointers, Finch and M, Double O, Swipe, all these niggas, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Hefe, all these guys, sick people, all these niggas are calling me every day, yo, fam. Should do this, do that, mm-hmm. do this with this track, do this with that, boo, boo, yo, when's your tour? We're forwarding. Like, that's the motivation I need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people are with me, you know what I'm saying? Then when I go there, then the fans are with me, and it's like, all right, now I go to the booth and I have to go hard. I have to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, fam, I put that target on my back that like, don't worry, I'm gonna make it happen. So
yeah.
Yeah, fam, I'm with it.
No, fam, it's beautiful too that you got like a great team around you, bro. Like
amazing team.
Yeah, amazing. Fam. Like it's real shit, like what you mentioned. A lot of these niggas, everybody's been around you from day one, fam. You know what I'm saying? Man, them are moving right, bro.
Mm.
Last couple questions I have here, and even a more broader general question, right? Besides yourself, right? Because Drake, he's almost 40 now, okay? He's been the top rapper in the game coming from Toronto, right? Now, when he's not the top rapper, there's going to be a point in time he's not the top rapper. Will the next one be from Toronto?
Yeah. Why not? I can see that. You know what I'm saying? We have them right here. We have them right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
100%. No. That's without a question, fam. For sure.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, we have to really think about that time, fam. Like, who's going to take over when Drake decides, okay, I'm not going to be putting out albums at the same clip. And that nigga's not going to be putting out 3 albums a year when he's 45 years old. Mm. Right?
It's true.
Next person who's going to take over it might not be from here. You know what I'm saying? Might be some Atlanta nigga who takes.
Drake can make that happen. He knows what he's doing. Mm. He can make that happen. You know what I'm saying? He can do the Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne did it to him.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So.
You got a point.
If we're
there.
Saying that's the guy, then fuck. Maybe we need to ask Drake that question. Yo, Drake, is the next fucking big rapper going to be from Toronto when you put the fucking mic down, fam? Just let us know. Just let us know. Let the people know. We want to see this. Comment on this post, man.
Yeah.
Is the next big rapper going to be from Toronto? Let's start there.
Yeah. No, because it's, you know, when you have the throne and now you're like, yo, okay, all right, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to bow out gracefully. Like, who you going to let take over this shit? You're going to let all these niggas in the States now go back to whatever the fuck they were doing, bro? Like, you had this shit in a chokehold for 10 years, fam. You want to let one of the man them take it over after, right? For that's sure. Just my thought of it on it. You know what it's I'm only saying?
Right. It's only right.
It would Modest be a life. Tragic thing where like the next 10 years is just some New York nigga that has the rap scene now, bro. Come on, man.
We hold the cards right now. Modest Life.
Yeah. And you know, just in closing here, what's the, you know, we're in the beginning of the year still. We're getting right close to the summer too, right? What's the plans, fam? I know you have some big plans, some big moves. Give me drop a couple
albums,
of albums.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop an album with the man them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Focus on everybody else's music too. Like right now, I'm super locked in on the man them's music still. Super locked in. So like, Swipe a lot, Double O, LFA and shit. Like locked in on the man them's music. So I'm just trying to get the whole brand back going, fam. Like, don't you notice that we were doing amazing when everybody was dropping?
Yes.
And we were all doing songs together. So yeah. We got to get that back. So that's what I'm focused on right now. So by the end of this year, you'll see that. By next year, we're in Europe. After that, we're in fucking the States. Next thing you know, we're all driving Rolls Royces and Bentleys. Okay? That's the plan.
I can't wait to see it, man. And you know, just y'all individually, y'all got some plans for the year? Any things in the tuck? Some music I can know about?
Well, just becoming more consistent, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Put out a couple more videos.
Okay, I'll be looking for that, man. Send them to me when you drop, bro. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Double O? What you got planned for 2024?
We're trying to drop, walk, tour. Man, I'm trying to go on vacation. We're living a modest life.
Vacate life is modest.
Yeah!
And I've been taking a break, fam, because of these tours, right? Mm-hmm. Not really a break, but I have to. But once I'm freed up from these tours.
I seen you out there. You were in Jamaica not too long ago, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was stuck. Lost my passport and shit.
What? What happened,
yeah,
bro?
Fam, once I left the airport, I lost my passport, got to the hotel, been trying to get it, whatever. Long story short, I don't know, fam. I just said, fuck it. It was the holiday, too. So then now, when I went to the embassy, I had to wait extra long. But fuck, fam, after I lost my passport, that was the modest life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit was fucked up.
Yeah, like, that's when it was turned. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everything happens for a reason, fam. Made some connections, shit. Went to some turned up parties, like, fam, it was mod stuff.
Yeah, mod, in Jamaica. Mod. One more thing before we close the interview. Double O, let me ask your favor. Can you switch out with my homie Finch over here? Because he was asking me about some shit when we were outside. And I want to talk about that before we get out of here. Finch, Big Finch in the building.
Big Finch in the
building. People don't know about Big Finch. Eh? He behind the scenes, bro. He be sending me some of the footage about the shows. He's on point all the time. Bring that mic over to your mouth. Yeah, pause. Yeah. Talk to me now, fam. You were talking to me about the list.
Yeah, the Dismas list. Remember the Christmas list, the Dismas list.
This nigga called it. I'm gonna have to call this title the Dismas list.
Heard you dissing, cuz.
Talk to me, fam. I'm. Listen, y'all can say whatever y'all need to tell me. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel no ways. I put out the top 15 list. I actually have it here in front of me. Okay. I didn't have your name on the list at the time.
The list or what? I don't need that.
And this is for 2023. This is the top 15 underground rappers.
Let's just talk about the top 15 for your opinion, Friday.
Okay.
Rone Dodd is nowhere on your 15, your top 15 from Toronto?
Yes, he is. But at the time when I was making the list, and keep in mind when I'm putting these lists together, I'm on live YouTube with the audience as well. Like, yo, give me some names. Okay. Your name was brought up. I forgot to put it on the list, bro. I'm not dissing, bro. And I'm not even on some, oh, we on camera. Yo, Friday's copping, please. Nah, bro. I'm not dissing. When I press send, and I was telling Finch, when I press send, I'm always like, fuck. Right? If you were to be on this list, where would you put yourself besides number one? Because everybody's going to say number one. But where do you...
Why can't I say number one?
Oh, say number one then, nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to be number one.
Number-wise, let's talk about it. Like, we did numbers this year. Like, okay, yeah, before, you would be like, yeah.
And then, like, if you're not putting me number one, how am I not second?
Yeah, that's crazy. Means. And let's talk about the creative industry altogether.
How does this even make sense right
there?
How the fuck does that make sense?
Yeah.
That doesn't make no sense. Doesn't make already sense. It's flawed. Number like, one is flawed.
It's like somebody paid you to get cap? The list up.
Yo, cap?
Yeah, that's
cap.
Crazy, bro.
Are you telling me? Cap?
Say a word.
Number one? That's crazy. I didn't even know that, fam. I wasn't even taking in the list. And I had cap number one.
The list.
For the listening audience, for the people.
Comments. I was like, yo, the list. I'm like, yo, why you're not responding to my comments?
About cap.
Yeah, fam. But the list is just ridiculous, though. There's ridiculous, lots of people, fam. That
right away. I did, yeah.
The flowers.
Number one, yeah.
I was that's like, yeah, just crazy. You know?
Listen, again, like I said, it was a human error, we'll call it, you know?
Yeah. Right. Like, for like the creative industry, like him doing shows and him putting it on like that. Come on, you deserve to be on the list. Who else is doing that? That's like, I don't even like the list.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Okay.
It's just like the Junos. Like if you guys have the Junos, let's just put it out there. There's just certain like industry type of things that always like, you know, kind of push that type of, that if it's the artist that you're trying to push. It's just like how they categorize the Grammy. Like it's only putting out certain industry fed or plants that put out there. Come on, there's some names on there that's like, okay, yeah, but if you have to do with like Toronto rap, you're not going to these shows. And that just goes to show you have to be able to sell hard tickets. Like,
yes. And that's one thing that when it comes to you, Rony, like I always have to commend you. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I didn't even consider the tour, to be honest, neither. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at just whatever numbers, Instagram numbers on YouTube, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you get your numbers, but I was talking about 2023 specifically. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But.
Cause I'm not trolling, I'm working.
Mm.
No time for trolling. I'm
Yo, for the listening audience, Rony's looking back on the list once again. You know what I'm saying? Making sure, checking it twice.
Yeah. This was
off a lot, man.
Well, what are we right now?
We're AI Prezi should be higher, to be honest. He's at a good spot. He should be higher.
Yeah, because
I need to dissect the list right now, Cam, but I just dissected it in my head. I already know where everybody goes.
You already have the placements.
I already have the placements, sir.
Well, listen. By the next time we get to the 2024 top Toronto rappers, I already have you in the top five, bro. You know, I'm not going to tell you what spot in the top five, but I have you in the top five because what you've been doing all year, what you've been doing for the last, I don't know, 3 years for real. Yeah. Like you've been like pedal to the metal, really, really putting in this work, bro. And I see big things for you in the future, fam. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you. Salute to all of y'all out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think we could end it there. You know what I'm saying? I think we're good. You know what I mean?
Sure, we borrowed the place. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, man. Big salute to Rony. Big salute to the all the man Swipe a lot. Double O. Big Finch in the building. You know
don't
what I'm
get
saying?
Close.
Don't get close, fam. From day one, bro. You know what I'm saying? Holy day fuck!
One, yeah, you can't forget Happy too. Come on.
Yeah. And yo, YH, yo, pull up, fam. We need to get that part two going on, man. Before I get out of here, I want to give a quick salute to some sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to Diamond Club once again. Hit them up on their Instagram, DiamondClub_Canada, if you need that pippity piff. And if you need that blem, hit up Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. What you want to take us out here? For some tunes?
Stream the albums, the music that's out, you know, for many of the artists.
Forget about me. Because look, Goder went gold. Mm. So people gotta know that, you know what I'm saying? My plaque's waiting for me, you know what I'm saying? So
when I post
my plaque, I want to make sure they fucking repost that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem I have too, because niggas don't like to post my accomplishments as much as they post certain accomplishments. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. You say that don't make no sense. You have to show you how much millions I have?
Yo, bro, you have platinum plaques already, eh? Or gold plaques, I mean.
Yes, and Forget About Me needs 100K right now. So we're gonna let the people know 100K and we're going gold on Forget About Me. You know what I'm saying? Let's make that happen. Do I have to show you my millions? I don't think I need to show
no,
you.
No, broski.
Millions,
I'm there looking at the Spotify alone. Go There has 6 million streams on it, bro.
Spotify alone.
Yes. Forget About Me. 3 million streams, bro. My nigga.
Come on, fam.
So this is not no light work,
up,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? We need to run that up for sure.
Yo, big salute to Rony. Oh, before we get out of here. Social medias, everything, anywhere where y'all want the people to find you. Let's start with you, Rony. Even though people know where to find
DGC
you.
DGC Rondog on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere, DGC Rondog, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start posting some TikToks or some shit. I need to borrow the place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just posted my Snapchat too. Actually, I might be able to do that like that.
They know where to find you
know what I'm saying? They know where to find me, man. Go on my Instagram. You know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? Just don't get close. Big Mongoose, you know what I'm saying? We in the bitch.
You know what I'm saying? What about you, Swipe a Lot?
Swipe a Lot. 3 T's on IG.
Okay. Big Finch?
Yeah, at Finch380, FINCH380. Or for business, you can always go to Don't Get Close Official on Instagram. So book your show for the city here to you. If you have a problem and you want to see us, make sure you tell your local promoters. You know?
Yeah, we're here. Pissed.
Double O, what's your Instagram? Quick, fast. Bring that mic over to him.
Rovi_Southside. Come on. Big
Mongoose. Okay. Yeah, man. Don't get close. Big Rone Dog in the building. We're going to take us out here with Forget About Me. Let's get it.
Forget about me. Shawty, I don't need your head, no places to go. And people to me, shawty, so what's got bitches who want a nigga, and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just stab, shawty. While you're ahead, forget about me. While you're ahead, shawty, I don't need your head.
We'll take a picture and we out of here.
People to me, shawty, so what it's gonna be. Got bitches who want a nigga, and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just stab, shawty. Why you're ahead, shawty? Why you're ahead? It's best you just step. While you still got your rep, I don't need your sex. Ignoring your text, best you save your breath. X's get X'd.
We love hip hop.